今天非常荣幸再次邀请到 Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj 来继续给我们讲述 Vrindavan Leela。Hare Krishna Maharaj。
Hare Krishna。
Maharaj Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Maharaj, can we have your darshan?
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. yes. But not whole. Just still. Yes, it seems a little bit difficult. Yeah. So, Maharaj, please.Accept our humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So we'll start.
Yes.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja ViharaGopijana Vallabha Girivara Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana ChariYamuna Hiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha MadhavaKunja Vihara Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana YamunaJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana YasodaNandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Jaya Radha Madhava Vrinda Vihavati Gopijana Vallabhavi Varasami Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Mate Bhakti Vedanta Namaste Jayakavidebe Gauravani Jatari Vishishtasanyavadi Pashtakavishtasari Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhar Jivatani Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jaya Radha Jama 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 Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Gauranita Jaya Gauranita Gauranita Jaya Gauranita Prabhupada Sri Radha Madhav ki jai. Sri Krishna Balram ki jai. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai.
Jai.
Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Sri Raj Govardhan ki jai.
Jai.
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Jai.
Bahut manande Hare Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Om Jnanam Timiram Dasya Jnanam Jana Svarpaya Chakshuram Panchakalpatra Vishya Prabhasana Deva Chakrasana Prabhu Vishnu Vigyara Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskrityam Narum Chaiva Narutamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasa Tato Jaya Mudirai Nashta Prayasu Avadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtrikim Upankarati Vachalam Pangulandha Yategiri Yatkrupastam Ahambande Sri Guru Dinatarani Sri Paramananda Madhava. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Maybe I'll close the video because it is taken. Okay.
Okay. Maharaj, last time, Shramarani Mataji's question You know, you haven't finished the answer.
Yes, yes.
So, 上一次, Bobo, Shramarani Madhaji 问了一个问题，他说请求 Guru 讲一些在物质工作中我们该如何怀着 Krishna 知觉工作，还有一个问题是我们该如何怀着 Krishna 知觉面对我们遇到的人际关系。So Maharaj, last time it seems that you have replied to the first question. Would you like to, you know, remind devotee of the answer again?The first question is, my humble obeisances to Maharaj, can you please instruct us how to perform our material job and duty in Krishna consciousness? And the second question is, how can we deal with interpersonal relationship in Krishna consciousness?
One question I already give answer.
Yes, yes.
That is okay, and then we'll discuss for
okay.
Second.
Yes.
I don't know, because I forget the if someone remembers, yeah, if you remember, you can tell me, we'll continue. Because so many classes, you know, I don't remember.
Yes. Mm-hmm.No problem. We have recording. Yeah.
Okay. No problem. So, if you have, you can remind me, or if then you can go second question.
Yeah. No problem. I think the second question. No problem. Yeah. If you have.Time then.
Yes, no problem. What is the second question?
The second question is, how can we deal with interpersonal relationship in Krishna consciousness? Means how to deal with others, you know, deal with other people.
Okay.
I mean, build up, you know, develop good relationship in Krishna consciousness.Because the relationship, you know, between, you know, people are very complicated, you know, very frustrating sometimes. Yes. So you want to know how to deal with this.
Yes.
In Krishna consciousness. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for all of you. It is my pleasure. All of you are, although there are so many things, so manythings to do, but still you were inquisitive to attending the class. That is.
首先我要先感谢所有奉献者的参与，这真的是一件让人很愉悦的事情。然后奉献者尽管在百忙之中，还是能够抽空来参与这样的就是研讨这样的 Krishna Katha。然后抱着大家抱持着这样的这种热切的想要探寻真理的这种心态，很好，非常好的。
Actually, how to do the relation, interrelation to all living entities, not man, not woman, not the bird, the bee, everyone, to everybody, how to can relate, how can we can to deal, how we can respond to them.
那关于就是怎么去面对这种所谓的关系这件这个课题呢？那 Maharaj 说，其实这包含了我们如何去跟所有的生物体，怎么去回应所有的生物体。怎么去对待所有的生物体？
Actually, it is very simple.
事实上，这是一件很单纯的事情。
if we If you do proper devotional service, so Krishna will give us intelligence. So last time we are discuss one class, Krishna says, Tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam pritivirvakam tadami buddhi yogam. So if someone can very lovingly doing my service, I will give the intelligence. How he can deal with everybody, how he can. So that is the real intelligence comes from Krishna. Then we can deal, how we can deal that come from the attitude of devotional service. If you have good attitude to do devotional service, and for that Krishna will give us the dami buddhi yoga. Then we can give the intelligence. Mm.
事实上 Krishna 也讲过这样的话，就是一个就是一直在为我做就是爱心服务的一个人，我自然就会赐予他这样的智力，这样的理解力。所以当一个人在做这个奉爱服务的时候，如果他的整个心态，他的态度都是正确的，那么很自然的他就能够得到足够的智慧啊，智力来面对所有的事情。
Actually, it is itself in question there is answer. Krishna consciousness, last he put Krishna how to deal with to interpersonal Krishna consciousness, you know? Because if we have the Krishna consciousness, if our consciousness is Krishna consciousness, that can deal everybody properly. Because that was the super consciousness. Because someone has got that consciousness, so he cannot deal, he cannot respond irresponsible way, yeah, in bad way to other living entities.
事实上，怎么用 Krishna 意识来面对所有的这个人际关系呢？来处理这些问题？那事实上，在这个问题中，其实也有这个答案的，因为他说怀着 Krishna。意识知觉，对不对？那事实上 ，Krishna 知觉 ，Krishna 意识知觉是整个的最崇高、最崇高的一种知觉意识状态。所以，如果一个人能够怀着这样的这么崇高的、神圣的、纯净的这种意识知觉来面对其他的人的话，那么他就所向无敌了。他肯定能够。有这样足够的相应的能力和智慧去面对处理所有的这些人际的问题。
So it means if when we are Krishna consciousness means we are completely conscious.
因为 Krishna 意识知觉，它意味着是一个人全然处在这种觉知的状态。
It means we conscious about others.We conscious about us, everything. It included everything. That is the super consciousness.
所以这样的这种超级的这种意识知觉呢，意味着他能够觉知到所有的一切，包括自己、我们，包括其他的人，我们能够去感受到别人的这种处境和状态。
And when we are not in Krishna consciousness, we are in bodily consciousness, we are in money consciousness, we are in health consciousness, we are in many of their like intoxicated by many consciousness. That is not actually proper consciousness. That is like lower consciousness. That is not highest consciousness.
Maharaj, you talk about bodily consciousness and what else? I didn't hear.
Money consciousness.
Money consciousness. Yeah.
Yes, bodily consciousness. Many consciousness, no? There are people have so many consciousness.
Yeah.
Not except Krishna consciousness. They don't have Krishna consciousness.
可是如果我们没有处在 Krishna 这种知觉意识的状态中的话，我们完全落入了这种低等的这种知觉处在这种身体躯体的意识知觉状态，然后或者是我们一直就是一种 金钱的知觉，金钱的意识知觉，这种物质的意识知觉，那么我们当然就没有办法去就是很好的面对我们的所谓的人际关系。
Because this is the how an eternal, what is that, the word he used, eternal or interpersonal?
Interpersonal, yeah, interpersonal.
Yes.
People and people.
Interpersonal. Actually,
yes,
also, personal means like person to person.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
那这个人际的关系意味着一个人面对另外一个人才叫做人际关系嘛。对，有你有我，人对人的这种这种一个生物体对另外一个生物体的之间的这种关系。
Because Krishna is the whole, the Krishna consciousness is the super consciousness, supreme consciousness. And because the personal consciousness, when we deal with person to person, because there are so much difference. And that's why people sometimes we cannot deal with them properly. And because if you are not in higher consciousness, so we cannot deal to this consciousness.
那因为人的状况是千差万别，那就是如果我们不是处在这种 Krishna 意识知觉的状态中，这种超然的这种最崇高的这种意识知觉状态的时候，那么我们就会处在这种个人的意识状态之中的时候，那每个人都有很自我的这种意识状态，就是那么就这个问题就是从这里来的。
So in the material world, because we are bound by this false, so-called false consciousness, bodily consciousness. So that's why our vision, our consciousness is polluted by so many things.
现在我们的视力，我们的知觉意识都被这么多的这种物质的整个环境这些元素所污染着，所以整个物质存在就是这些东西捆绑着我们，让我们一直处在这种虚幻的错觉之中。
And that also Vedanta that mentioned means ignoranceBecause not proper knowledge. That's why people deal with them, see with them in their so-called material region, so-called material happiness or distress, the gain, the selfishness. It's come these things. They always count these things. If I will not get this, so why I can deal with them? How I can deal with them? Because they're.The base is the selfishness, real consciousness.
所以我们现在的状态刚跟我们原始的这种纯净的知觉意识刚好是颠倒的。我们就是纯净的意识现在被无知所覆盖着，所以我们没有办法以客观的角度，没有办法以客观这种的角度来。超脱的角度来看待所有的一切，如实的看待，那我们处在非常的主观的论断之中，那所有的一切我们是用什么来判断事情呢？完全是根据自己的物质利益，以一种自私的一种心态来看待所有的一切，包括关系，那当然就会就是这个问题，这个挫折就会层出不穷，因为每个人都以那么主观，每个人都那么自私，以自我为中心，以自己的利益为出发，所以谁也解决不了，就是满足不了对方，也解决不了问题。
So like the example Prabhupada always give is like one bird, big bird, he goes to very high.The vulture, you know, vulture. He goes very tough. and he was looking, and his eyes is very sharp eyes, and the target, the goal is was the dead body. Understand?
Yes. And then?
So this material consciousness, material people are always look like that. Because target is like that. That's the material things, no?
Yes.
And they do the austerity, they do the, but the target is very insignificant.
Yes. Now, Maharaj 以了一个就是 这种这个 秃鹰来作为比喻，好，这个老鹰，你看，事实上，它可以那么样的，就是翱翔千里，这样，但是它也有很锐利的这种眼睛，它可以瞄准了，就是它所想要的猎物，但是它要的是这个动物的这个死尸，死掉的这种躯体，所以。 这就是比喻成，就是我们在这种物质主义者，他们雄心壮志，但是他们瞄准的目标竟然是这个，就像是那个死尸一样，那么微不足道的这个不值得要的这种东西。
the devotee, the Krishna consciousness person, the goal, because when he attained that, the someone's Krishna consciousness, that means he has got or she has got that full consciousness, and that can help us how to deal, how to respond to other living entities, because he he feel that in every living entities the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides, and he treat them also like that, because he never mistreat to anybody.
Yes. 可是一个处在Krishna意识知觉中的人，他具有全然的完整完美的视域，他能够以正确的 就是恰到好处的这种眼光跟态度去面对回应，所有的其他的生物体，他能够看到超灵处在众生的心中，所以他不可能去错误的对待其他的生物体。So
actually, Mahaprabhu taught us, because Krishna Himself came as a Mahaprabhu and in the form of devotees, how devotee can deal. And he taught us many examples, he said, many practical demonstration he did.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他就是以仆人的身份 来向我们示现 应该怎么样对待其他的生命。
So like one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going South India and some sadhus, and they are so much envious because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated many sadhus, many Mayavadis, many so-called Buddhists. So there are so many people are many, they are so much angry to Mahaprabhu.
那有一次主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他到南印度去，那有一些其他的那些 萨杜，这些圣人他们就对他发生了嫉妒心，因为主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他几乎就是击败了很多的玛雅瓦迪，非人格神主义者，还有一些甚至于是佛教徒，他所到之处，几乎就能够就是击败他们的这种不完美的这种哲学论点。
So one sadhu, the Buddhist, he came and he deal with and he brought. He said, "Mahaprabhu, he brought some prasadam to infant Mahaprabhu."
A Buddhist.
Yes, Buddhist monk.
Okay. Okay, Buddhist
and
monk.
He covered the fish. The fish are meat inside the rice. And he offered, he said, this is the Mahaprasad. Please take it.
那就有一个这个佛教的一个出家人，他嫉妒主柴太亚马哈帕布，他就献上了一盘食物要献给主柴太亚马哈帕布吃。他告诉他说：“哦，这个是马哈帕沙的，哦，你赶快吃吧，这个很好。”可是事实上，他心怀不轨，他在表面上的食物里面藏了肉在里面，混着肉想要陷害主柴太亚马哈帕布。
So Mahaprabhu, because he saw he is the monk, he is the sadhu, the Buddhist, he is sadhu. So he give respect. His Mahaprabhu says, "Yes, okay, please give me." So Mahaprabhu was showed his hand, and he was just going to take the Mahaprasadam, the plate, big plate.
主水台亚马哈帕布看说这个佛教的僧人他也算是个一个萨赌嘛圣人，所以他就从他手上接过了这一大盘的表面上好像是很热情的好意的一盘食物 Prasadam。 就正当他要伸手去取这个食物的时候，
So because Mahaprabhu he knows he is Krishna himself, but he knows what is inside, but he never did any hesitation, nothing. He just like natural, like us, he just took like that. But the Krishna's arrangement, so one big bard came and take out that, they took that plate and he just fly top, then he dropped that plate, because when he took that plate, all the Mahaprasad, so-called, not that is that Mahaprasad, that is actually not even Prasadam. So, and that is, and the, all the ingredients he put it there, and it was fall down, and that plate was fall in the head of that sadhu.
然后这个主柴太亚马哈帕布，事实上他就是 Krishna 本人。所以他无所不知无所不晓，他当然知道这所有的一切，但是他扮演着一个这样的角色，他是很自然的接受所有到来的一切，他没有分别的，就是好像很自然的就是要接受这个心怀不轨的人要给他的这个食物。但是就正当他要去就是取这个食物来吃的时候，结果有一只鸟，一只大鸟就来了，就把他这一盘食物给夺走了。结果这只鸟夺走了这个食物之后，飞到高空，然后把这个食物洒落一地，然后这个盘子正好就是打到这个心怀不轨的这个佛教这个师父的头上，好，佛教的这个出家人的头上，把他打中他的头上，然后散落一地的食物就看得很清楚，那里根本不是什么 Mahaprasadam， 连 Prasadam 都不是，因为它里面根本含有肉什么的，它就是要陷害 Mahaprabhu 的。
So this is the how Mahaprabhu, and immediately that sadhu become fainted because so much, because it was hard caught in his head and it'sSo much blood come out, so he was painted. Then all their their servant, their disciple, they come and make him sense. Then he came to Mahaprabhu. So he understood his offense. Then he begs, "Oh, please, Mahaprabhu, actually I did the offense." So Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, just." So this way, how Mahaprabhu deal with, because the Vaishnava never treat anybody, any living entity, bad way. Always responds very nice way, very loving way.
然后这个佛教的这个出家人呢，这个师父，他被那个大鸟拿走的那个大盘击中了他的头部，他的头都流血了，所以这个他的就受伤还蛮严重的，然后他的这个所谓的 佛教师父的这些门徒也赶忙过来，然后就在这个时候他就是明白了他自己到底犯了多大的这个冒犯啊，所以他就来向主查坦亚马哈巴布忏悔，就是对于他所做的冒犯，他心里感到非常非常的非常的难过。可是主查坦亚马哈巴布立刻就原谅了他，就是这就是主查坦亚马哈巴布向我们展现的一个怎么样的宽容大度。他一个真正的奉献者从来都不会以不恰当的就是不好的方式去对待其他的生物体，哪怕这个人他的本来的那种动机其实他是不好的，但是他心里并不会真的去恨这个人，他永远还是以一种充满爱的这种宽容的心态来面对，甚至于是就是表面上是就是他的敌人。
So this way, how he deal to each and everybody's the living entities, and we should, because this is the personal, God is personal, and if we have the relation with person, because if we are personal, how dealing with, because we are not dealing with impersonal.
所以这就是我们看到主查坦亚马哈巴布他给我们展现的这个例子，这个典范，就看到他是如何在所有的这些他的 lila 中展现的他如何去对待每一个生物体的，他总是非常的以一种非常的人格的非常个人的方式，他非常就是以一个个人的方式去面对每一个生物体。
And Mahaprabhu never take the credit himself, and never he popped up, he never so much popped up. He never, he has never, and he just very humble way he present these things.
而且主查坦亚马哈巴布在展现所有的这些逍遥时光的时候对待每一个生物体的这种状态，他也从来都不邀功从来都不会因为自己这么完美的去对待所有的生物体然后他就变得骄傲起来了，他从来都一直都是以一种极为谦卑的这种方式来面对其他的生物体。
Like sometimes if someone immature devotee will do like this, he will criticize immediately the sadhu, you did like this, you brought me for this, and you now got to see, so you got your punishment, many things come, but Mahaprabhu never say anything, and he just give him mercy, okay, you just please, you become Krishna consciousness, and take Krishna consciousness, that will give you happiness, that will give you so much happiness. So this Mahaprabhu never popped up in whatever the activity he did and whatever, and we know he is himself Krishna, and he can do many things, many extraordinary things he did, but he never take the credit.
主查坦亚马哈巴布他是 Krishna 本人，所以他当然可以展现各种的神迹，是对他来说根本就是非常的自然的，但是他从来哪怕他展现了一些比较特殊的这种神力，他也绝对不会去邀功来展现他自己。所以我们看比如说刚才那个佛教的僧侣对不对，他们要陷害这个主查坦亚马哈巴布，可是主查坦亚马哈巴布他完全都不是像一般人一样当如果有人要陷害我们一定会就是大力的反击他，或者是批判他批评他，甚至于当我们知道了当看到对方露馅了，我们还很希望能够好好的给他一点惩罚教训。可是主查坦亚马哈巴布他无所不知无所不晓，但是他所在意的 不是这种所谓的这种物质世界里面的这种相对的这种对错好坏的问题，他唯一在意的是如何能够给别的所有的生物体真正的 Krishna 意识知觉。因为只有当他们真正有 Krishna 意识知觉的时候，他们能臣服于 Krishna 的时候，他们便会感到快乐。所以他唯一在意的是其他的生物体的真正的这种终究的灵性的利益，所以他根本不会去在意所谓物质上的这种是非对错的这种问题。
So Lord he did, and you see the similar way all the cowherd boys and himself the Pandavas, those are the devotee, you can see their character, their dealing, their response to all the living entities.
所以我们可以看到就是在这些 So Maharaj, you say Krishna treat the cowherd boys the way they treat the cowherd boys, or the way cowherd boys behave.
Yes, actually because of Krishna, this is the devotee behavior. How Lord is doing the response also devotee, you can see the devotee, the life of a devotee, life of a gopis, life of a gopas, life of a Pandavas.
Yes, yes. 所以 Maharaj 的意思就是说像这个因为 Krishna 他的这种不可思议的展现的这样的这种品质，而他的纯粹奉献者，不管是那些牧牛童或者是牧牛姑娘们，他们身上所展现出来的品质都有着这样的这种神性的这种光芒，这种神性的这种不可思议的美好品质。像那个潘达瓦五兄弟，他们身上所展现的那种美德也是让人真的觉得非常的觉得不可思议。
So we can take the example, the good servant, the Hanuman, you know, he's the best servant, Lord Ram.
我们可以以哈努曼为例，他是主 Ramachandra 最好的仆人为例。
And how he did, you can see his life.
而哈努曼他的行为是如何来展现这个伟大的这个仆人主的仆人的这种品质。
So when Ravan and Hanuman the fighting is going, when fighting started and the Ravan and Hanuman they are face to face, they are going to fight.
所以当两方开战的时候，这个 Ravana 这个 Ravana 恶魔跟 Hanuman 他们两个就面对面要交战了。
And Ravan consider in whole Ramchandra's army there is no one equal to Hanuman, and only he just give credit, he just he has that respect to Hanuman. He thought Hanuman only one person is like actually Veera. He is like very bravely person, he is the like fighter, no one other are not fighter in Ravan's consciousness, Ravan's mind.
在 Ravana 的眼中，其他的人都没有人是他的对手，他只有把 Hanuman 看在眼里，就是说知道他是一个就是伟大的战士。
So Ravan says okay, how you're powerful and we'll test it. You beat me, I will beat you. So we'll see who will the great, who will the powerful.
所以 Ravana 呢，他就跟 Hanuman 讲，就让我们来对打吧，看我们，我知道你是非常有力量的，你展现你的力量吧。如果我打击你，你也就打击我。好，我给你一拳，你也还我一拳吧。这样，但是到最后就看看到底就是我们谁能够战胜对方。
So Hanuman says, "Okay, you beat me first, you punch me."
所以哈努曼就说，那好吧，你先挥拳吧。 就他要 Ravana 先挥拳。
Ravana punch Hanuman.
所以 Ravana 就给他就是狠狠的一拳。
And Hanuman was shaking and he was just going to fall to ground, but he somehow or other he maintained himself. He could not fall down.
Hanuman 就是接受了 Ravana 这一拳，这个重重的一拳，他差点就倒在地上，但是他还是没有倒在地上，他还是支撑住了。
So Hanuman time comes, Hanuman punched Ravana.
然后轮到哈努曼给 Ravana 一拳的时候
So Ravana was completely conscious, completely he was senseless and he was fall down in ground.
所以在哈努曼挥了这个一拳就是朝向 Ravana 一拳的时候，瞬间 Ravana 他就不知倒地，他就失去的就是毫无知觉的倒在地上。
So after some time, Ravana again come consciousness. Then he was looking, oh Hanuman, you are such a great fighter, great yudha. And but Hanuman was not appreciated. Hanuman was not popped up. He was not like falsely pride.
所以这个时候，当那个 Ravana 他就是。回过神来的时候，他就是本来被击倒，倒地、哦、就是然后失去了这个意识知觉。后来他恢复了他的这个知觉状态的时候，恢复了他的意识的时候，他就起身，他说：“哈努曼，你果真是一个伟大的战将，你是一个 Yuda 然后当 Ravana 这样夸奖他的时候，哈努曼一点他都没有被他的话。就是说所影响，他完全都不升起一丝一毫的这种骄傲之心，完全都没有。
So Hanuman says actually he was appreciating Hanuman and Hanuman never popped up and Hanuman says actually I am such a useless and I punch you.But still you are, because I am not a big fighter, because I already punch you and how you get alive, because you should die, one punch, but you are alive, so this way he never popped up, never he thought,Ravana become unconscious. So I did like that. So devotee always, he never popped up in material proud, material prestige, material awe and reverence.
所以一个真正的奉献者绝对不会因为他的物质的任何的条件，好，他的名望地位他的能力而骄慢起来。当时虽然他一拳就把 Ravana 给击倒在地，但是他却还是觉得他自己一无是处，他觉得他自己根本算不上什么英雄，算不上什么战士，因为他觉得如果我真是个好战士的话， Ravana 应该起不来了，他应该一命呜呼了，可是竟然 Ravana 还活过来。所以他觉得自己其实是没有用的。
So this way, please, oh my dear devotee, all come to, because we are discussing entering the Krishna Balaram, the cowherd boys, they are entering in Vrindavan forest. And how Vrindavan forest welcoming to them, how they are dealing, because this is the personal, because Lord is a person, and he is personal.The dealing with a devotee, the personal, not impersonal.
所以我亲爱的奉献者们，所以我们要有这样的一种知觉意识的一种准备。我们现在是在进入 Krishna Balaram, 他们在 Vrindavan 所从事的这个逍遥。我们真的可以感觉到，在这所有的这些 这个 Lila 所有的逍遥时光中 Krishna Balaram 他们是如何的去面对每一个生物体的，所以这是非常的人格性的，而不是非人格的，充满了个人与个人、个体与个体之间的这种爱的交流，绝对不是一种非人格的一种状态。
Because those who have this type of consciousness, impersonal consciousness, they have this kind of consciousness idea. But when Lord says in 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Samaham Sarvabhuteshu, Name Dvasyastinana Priya, Je Bhajanti Tumma Bhaktya Maite Tesu Chapyam. He says, Oh Arjun, Samaham Sarvabhuteshu, I am equal to equal to all. I am not envy. No one, I am not partial to anyone. I am equal to everyone. But whoever rendering service to me in devotional service is a friend, and I am also a friend to him, because this is a personal, this is not impersonal. Although I am equal to everybody, that is the impersonal. But those who, because when the personal thing comes, the Lord is person, he is the personal.
Yes. 所以亲爱的奉献者们，所以 Maharaj 在讲的就是我们应该要抛弃那种非人格神的一种心态，好，一种知觉意识，我们应该要借由这个 Vrindavan Lila 去感受到 Krishna 跟 Balaram 对待所有的生物体的那种很人格性的那个部分。在博迦梵歌第九章中， Krishna 他向 Arjuna 说了这样的话，他说，我不嫉妒谁，也不偏袒谁，我平等的对待众生，但是为我做奉爱服务的人是我的朋友，在我心中，而我也是他的朋友。所以在这解释中的上半段， Krishna 说到，他说我平等的对待众生，当这个平等对待众生的这个部分，他有一种这种非人格的这种概念在，就是非人格平等性的对待众生，这种是非人格的部分的展现。但是 Krishna 在后半段他讲了，他说为我做奉爱服务的人是我的朋友，在我的心中，而我也是他的朋友。所以这是 Krishna 人格性的一种展现，好，所有对他为他做奉爱服务的人是他的朋友，是 Krishna 的朋友，而 Krishna 说我也是他的朋友，所以这之间有一种爱的这种交流的这种存在，非常非常的人格性。
In seventh canto Bhagavatam, similar question asked by Maharaj Parikshit.
那在圣林伯加瓦坛第七篇，同样的问题 Parikshit 王也问了同样类似的问题。
So he asks Sukadeva Goswami, Maharaj, please tell me why it looks like if Lord is equal to everybody, but why he is taking part to devotee and he is giving the punishment to demon? It looks like
so, 然后在这个 Parikshit 王在圣林伯加瓦坛第七篇中，他有问到 Sukadeva Goswami 说，虽然表面上至尊主像是平等的对待所有的人，平等的对待所有的众生，但是为什么他会就是偏袒，就是偏袒他的奉献者，然后他惩罚那些恶魔呢？
So this is the because these lokas when Krishna spoke to Arjuna.This loka, because he is a person. He says, Arjun, I am equal to everybody, even demon. Demon is not worshipping demon there, but the Krishna is supplying everything to them. That's why in this way he was equal to everybody. But when devotee, someone personal, because Lord says, I am personal. That's why he take part. He take part of the devotee part. They take the side of devotees because he's a person.
所以 Krishna 在《不加梵歌》中第九章，他告诉 Arjuna， 对，那这种尽管他说我平等的对待众生，包括恶魔，尽管恶魔根本就不崇拜 Krishna， 他不善待 Krishna， 但是在 Krishna 的眼里，他是平等的对待所有的生物体，同样的就是该赐予的所有给生物体的所有的一切，他什么也不会少，但是他又说，为我做奉爱服务的人是我的朋友，所以这里就有这种人格性的、这种个人的、这种爱的这种交流，好像就是 Krishna， 他就是确实，他就是对他的奉献者，他是回应他的奉献者的爱，在这个部分他是非常的人格性的。
So that's why when he spoke.To this world, because he is to equal to everyone, but his person, that's why he is taking the part, the side of devotees. And so when he enter in Vrindavan, because he is the supreme personality of Godhead, and he is, because it is also, we can see how Krishna.He has such an extraordinary the power, extraordinary the qualities. Only Krishna can do that.
所以 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌中他说了这样的话，我平等的对待众生，所以他也展现了这个部分，就是这个平等性，这个非人格的部分。但是我们别忘了 Krishna他毕竟他是一个人，他是一个至尊的人物，所以他既然是一个人，他自然就会去回应那些亲近他的人，就是他的奉献者，好，跟他们进行这种所谓的爱的交流，所以看起来好像是在偏袒他的奉献者，其实这只是一种爱的一种交流，一种回应。而 Krishna 他进入了这个 Vrindavan 的森林，他展现了他的这种人格性，这种非凡的这种力量和品质，让我们去感受。
Like he is Ajanma, means he is unborn, but he is taking birth. This is the controversy, you know. How the both thing remain in Krishna. He looks like so attached, but he is renounced, completely renounced. Asakta, looks like Asakta. Asakta means attached.But he is anasakt, he is completely renounced. He looks like he is unborn, but he is born, he is appear. So these are extraordinary things in his quality inside him.
所以 Krishna 他真的是只能说是非常不可思议的，他明明就是不经出生就存在的，可是他就是展现的，就是好像他又是让我们以为他就像个普通人一样会经过出生，他显现在这个世界好像是经由出生一样。那 Maharaj, you talk about asat, sat as asat,
not asat, asat and anasat. Asat means attachment.
Attachment. Oh, yes, yes, I got it. 然后他似乎 Krishna 好像显得好像很依恋很依恋他的这些所爱的人。可是事实上，他又是显有时候他又会展现他完全的气绝，不执着的那种态度。所以 Krishna 的身上，你可以看到两种看起来似乎是矛盾的东西，会同时存在他的身上。
So we'll discuss more. So many things will come this Lila. So we'll discuss because it is a big topic. So we'll start because already 6 o'clock now, 1 hour already passed. Thank you, Samarani. And it's a nice question for you.
谢谢 Samarani 提出了这个好问题，然后 Maharaj 说回答这个问题已经花了那么多的时间。
So all the devotees please come. And where we last time we stopped the katha, that we'll from there we'll start. How Krishna Balarami, all the covered by the entering Vrindavan and Vrindavan, how Vrindavan is welcoming and to them like they are coming to their home.
所以我们前一两堂课讲到 Krishna Balaram 以及那些他们的牧牛童朋友们，他们一起进入了 Vrindavan 森林，而整个 Vrindavan 森林里的那些生物体，他们是如何的欢欣鼓舞的这种处在这种如痴如醉的在欢迎着Krishna Balaram 以及这些他的牧牛童朋友们到来，就好像是欢迎他们回到家一样的。
So because the Vrindavan, the forest itself is full conscious. And it is give everything to the living entities, to the Lord, to the covered ways.
那整个 Vrindavan 森林是充满了知觉意识的，处在这种神圣的那种纯净的这种意识状态中，知觉意识状态中，所以就是他把 Vrindavan 森林赐予所有的生物体，包括 Krishna Balaram 以及所有的牧牛童，所有的生物体他们所需要的一切。
So because when the Supreme Personality Godhead comes and so this is the service attitude how we should do in our dealing when we do the service how our mood should be
所以这个 Vrindavan 的森林里的所有的一切的这些逍遥时光，我们看到这些生物体所做的一切，我们就是学习到了一个非常非常重要的一个主轴，他们是如何怀着这种服务的心态在面对就是所有的生物体，面对 Krishna Balaram， 他们是如何以仆人的身份在做服务。
So Krishna himself was glorifying, Oh my Vrindavan, Oh this place of Vrindavan, this the land so fortunate because it is getting direct touch of lotus feet of Krishna.
所以 Krishna 他说我亲爱的 Vrindavan 啊， Vrindavan 大地啊，你是如此的幸运直接的碰触到直接的碰触到我的莲花足。Maharaj, you say the direct touch, Vrindavan, the land, direct touch, Krishna's lotus feet.
Lotus feet, yes.
Yes, but this is what Krishna spoke, right?
Yes, Krishna himself spoke to Balaram.
So Krishna 直接向 Balaram 讲了这样的话。
So he's because although the Prithimata, the Mother Earth got touched by many incarnations, like many avatar, but Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan. So he comes only like we know how he comes, very few times, like after many yugas, kalpas, no? and when he comes and he touches, so Mother Earth becomes so fortunate and so jubilant.
所以Krishna is Svayam Bhagavan， 他原始的形象来降临的这个几率不是那么高的，要想想看要经历多少多少的这个时间，多么长的年代，多少个 karpa， 多少个 年代多少个 Yuga Krishna 才会降临一次啊，这是太少见太少见了，所以他才会讲了这些在这个瓦坛中，他才会讲了这对地球母亲讲了这段话，就是说才会说了这段话，说这个地球的母亲，地球母亲她是多么多么的幸运啊。嗯。
So he was also glorifying to Vrindavan forest, the trees, the birds, the mountains.And also gopas, the gopis, they are so fortunate. So they got the direct touch, the embrace to Krishna.
嗯，所以就是 Krishna 他才会讲了这些话啊，他说了，就说这个地球是如此的幸运，因为您用您的双足触碰到他的这个触碰到这片大地。哦，这是触碰到这个地球的这个青草和灌木，他也 Krishna 借此荣耀了所有的那里的生物体，这些河流、山川、大地、飞鸟、动物，还有他也荣耀了这些青春年少的牧牛姑娘，甚至于就是Krishna， 他是亲自的拥抱了这个牧牛姑娘。所以他借由这段诗说的这段话来荣耀这些所有的这个生物体，他们是如此的幸运，以及地球母亲是如此的幸运。
So that's why he was mentioning how our Acharya mentioned how Lakshmi Devi wants to embrace Krishna, but Krishna refused.And he did tapasya. After a long time tapasya, Krishna also, he didn't got to embrace Krishna. Only Krishna accept like three line, golden line in his chest.
所以前辈灵性导师也告诉我们，就是事实上，就是牧牛姑娘他们得到了多么大的这种祝福，是多么的幸运，竟然得到了就是 Krishna 的拥抱。然后这甚至于一直是幸运女神本人都一直向往的，那前辈灵性导师说到为了要得到就是幸运女神非常向往能够牧牛姑娘的幸运，能够得到 Krishna 的拥抱，从事了巨大的苦行，可是为此就是他们虽然付出了幸运女神付出了巨大的代价，还是没有办法得到 Krishna 的拥抱，但是最后 Krishna 允许就是幸运女神以这个金条纹的方式留在她的胸膛上。
And also when Krishna saw the Vrindavan forest, saw the Govardhan, Mansiganga, Yamuna, so he became so pleased. And you can imagine how they are so much, they have love. Because Krishna only can please by the love.
Krishna 只有爱能够取悦 Krishna 的，只有爱，所以我们可以想象就是Krishna 就是用他的瞥视扫视了 Govardhan 山就是碰触了这个 Govardhan 山、Jamuna 河、Manasi Ganga， 所以这些都是不可思议的，就是 Krishna跟他们之间进行的这种爱的这种交流。
And when he saw how they are so much response, their love, they deal with their such a loving way, so Krishna was so happy and he is appreciating trees. And we already spoke how he appreciated trees.Giving obeisances to him, embracing him, giving fruits, flowers, everything. So, and the birds, and here he saw the mountain and the river, and so the, how they are also reciprocating him.
所以我们看到这个文达文的 大地上所有的生物体，他们是如何的用爱来迎接拥抱 Krishna。 我们之前有讲到树，树是如何的就是深深的在冥想着 Krishna， 迎接着 Krishna， 他无私的给予所有 Krishna 所需要的一切，无论是他的花哦，他的水果啊，然后Govardhan山，还有这个 Jamuna 河啊，这些圣河河流，他们是如何的就是爱着 Krishna， 就是提供给 Krishna 所需要的所有的这一切，还有这些飞鸟这些动物，所有的一切都是用爱在就是在欢迎着，在就是给予 Krishna 所有的 Krishna 所需要的这些服务。
So he saw how the small bee, the Brahman, kvachit gayan gayati gayatsu madandha alipsu anubrate. So here it is mentioned how Krishna when he saw the small bee, the Brahman, how he was so much intoxicated by Krishna's love, madandha. Madandha means he was completely blind, no? he was so much ecstasy, so much happy, and he was singing the song.
对，然后这边又有形容到 Vrindavan 的蜜蜂实在是太特别了，这个他们的心醉神迷，就是他看到 Krishna、哦、他们是那么的欢喜，然后他们甚至于用了这个梵文词，用了这个 Madanda 这个字，就指的是一个人如痴如醉的啊，这种完全进入了这样的疯，甚至于是疯狂的一种状态，因为他内心的这种狂喜太强烈的，他们歌唱着蜜蜂，歌唱着Krishna 的这个荣耀，就是不可思议的，这个蜜蜂展现的这种心醉神迷。
So he was such a, like mad. Madanda means he was become mad and close his eyes and singing such a beautiful song.
对，所以蜜蜂是变得是那么的疯狂，甚至于闭上他们的眼睛歌唱着 Krishna.
When Krishna saw, oh, because Krishna knows, oh, that last time we discussed how he knows the, all the language, even bees, what he's singing Krishna also knows.
对，我们上次有讲到所有的生物体的各种的语言 Krishna 都懂， Krishna 懂着各种生物体的他们所说的话语语言，所以当蜜蜂在歌唱的时候， Krishna 也听得懂他们在唱些什么。
So Krishna also follow him, he also imitate him how he was singingHis own glories, because Krishna's glory, Krishna also started to imitate him.
所以 Krishna 也回应这些蜜蜂，他也在模仿蜜蜂的歌声，来作为对他们的一种回应。
And he saw also, he also imitated, because he can imitate, because it is very difficult to imitate the creepers sound, no?The birds and the bees, the sound, but Krishna knows everything, so he imitated even nicer, even like more good way, like more sweet way, no? So all
Krishna
covered by when he saw, he said, oh Krishna, your song more than sweeter there, no? Because you such a
然后当这些牧牛童们听到 Krishna 在模仿这些动物所发出的声音的时候，他们真的惊呆了，因为他们觉得太不可思议了。 Krishna 他在模仿动物的声音的时候，他比动物本身发出的声音更加的甜美。所以 Krishna 也会模仿那些鸟的鸣叫，好，模仿蜜蜂发出的声音。
So, and also, Sanatana Goswami sometimes mentioned how Krishna says to his friends, oh, this peacock is not dancing properly. I will dance nicer than him. So Krishna started to dance. And he also danced like excellently. So Bhikkhu cannot dance like him, no? So because he's a Nataraj, Nataraj Bapu. He's the Natabapu. He's the Natabara Bapu. Natabara Bapu. Nataraj is the Shiva, Lord Shiva. And Krishna is the Natabara. Natabara means he's the husband of Nata, the all the dance, no?
Sanatan Goswami, 他还讲了，就是说，Krishna 甚至于会跟他的朋友们，牧牛童朋友们开玩笑说：“哎呀，你看这只孔雀连跳舞都不会，他不知道怎么正确的跳舞。”然后 Krishna 说着，他就是很调皮的模仿孔雀的舞姿，就让他的朋友开怀大笑。因为事实上 Krishna 是Nataraj， 他是 Natabara。Nata 是指的是Shiva， 我们都知道 Shiva 的舞，可是甚至于他是 Natabara， Bara 的意思是丈夫的意思，也就是说他是所有的那些就是最曼妙的舞者中 的最高超的那个舞者，所以 Krishna 的舞姿是不可思议的，是他是最美的艺术的一个始祖。好，他的舞姿是最为美妙的。
So actually, when Nataraj, when Shiva dance, so he in time of devastation he dance, no, Tandava dance. So, but the Krishna dance, oh, Rasa Lila Sarvamanohar. So when Krishna dance, not to destroy, no, he creates so much jubilant. So much, the gopi, the kripa, the bar, the Vrindavan, whole world become happy when Krishna make the Rasa Lila, the Rasa dance.
So Maharaj, you say Nataraj indicates Shiva?
Shiva, yes.
Shiva is Nataraj, right? Okay, okay. So Nataraj means Shiva, not Krishna.
Not Krishna.
Okay, sorry. 我刚才翻译错了。Nataraj 指的是那个 Shiva， Natabara 才是指的是 Krishna。好，因为宇宙要毁灭的时候 ，Shiva 会跳起一种舞，宇宙毁灭之舞嘛，所以 Shiva 是 Nataraj。好，我刚才说错了。然后 Maharaj 说到这个 Krishna， 当他跳，就是他的那个跳起这个 Rasa 舞开始的时候，从事他的 Rasa 舞 Rasa Lila 的时候，整个世界都为他疯狂了。对，所有的生物体，所有的牧牛姑娘看到 Krishna， 他的那种精密精湛的这种舞姿，他们都觉得就是为他着迷，为他疯狂。
So sometimes he also imitates like sound of tigers, lion.And also bird of Chakoro and Chakori, the bird, the name of Chakoro and Chakori, they're the special bird.
有时候 Krishna 会模仿狮子，好，狮子的声音，老虎的吼声。有时候他会模仿鸟的声 ，Chakori 或 Chakora 的这个声音。
So in the material world, there is so many things you can see, when you can observe, and you will be astonished.
You can what?
Become like shocked.
Become like shocked.
Shocked. Astonished, no?
所以这个物质you say things in the material world, in the material world, what?
Yes, when actually I will give the example how this material world many things make us suckable, many things sucks like very.
Maharaj 说这个物质世界有很多的事情都会让我们觉得很震惊的，在这个物质的存在中。
So this chakoro and chakoro is a special word. It is many place in Bhagavatam, many Ramayana, Mahabharata, many places it is mentioned Chakori. This is a special word.
那在圣典摩迦瓦坛中 很多地方 还有 Ramayana 也都很多地方都讲到这种鸟 叫做 Chakori or Chakora 它是一种很特殊的鸟
So it is in Jayadeva Goswami it is mentioned in his stotram Abhinava Jaladhara Sundara Drutamandara Sri Mukha Chandra Chakora Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Hari Jaya. So it means Abhinava Jaladhara Sundara. So Krishna's beautiful moon, the face is beautiful moon-like. So like how that beautiful, who can appreciate, who can actually take the rasa, who can take that how Krishna's moon-like face is so beautiful? Who can do? Who can take that release? Only Chakoro. How someone can release? Only Chakoro can release Chandra. Chandra means moon because this is too bad. In night time they separate. When night comes they separate. When the day come and the moonlight come, then they together. Husband wife, the two bad, no. And they always looks when the Chandra, the moon will come. They always looks when the moon, because as soon as the night comes, they separate. The husband wife, they will separate. So the Chandra Chakoro, like Chandra, the moon and Chakoro bad, how they are so much intimate. So Krishna's lotus, the face, is like that. Those who are thirsty, those who are like release that the rasa, they are also like that. They're like bad, like chandras, chakura bars.
在 Jayadeva Goswami 他写的诗里面，就是有提到这种鸟 chakura。 他说到 Krishna 的脸庞，它就像月亮般的、月光般的那种美丽的脸庞，真是就像甘露般的令人心驰神往。那这个 Chakora 这个他们是 Chakori 跟 Chakora 这种鸟，他们在夜晚的时候会分开。 在白天才会聚在一起，那他们这种鸟在夜晚的时候，就是两只鸟分开，那他们就会非常的渴望，就是向往着能够，就是 Krishna， 就是向往着看到 Krishna 那美丽的那种脸庞。 So Maharaj, you said the Chakora, when they separate in the night time. So is eager to see the Krishna's beautiful moon-like face.
No, they are eager to see the moon because when the moon comes, light come, they will come together.
Oh,
so that's why they are giving the example that the devotee are like Chakora bar. They want always to see the face, beautiful face of Lord Krishna. Understand now?
Yes. But you say the night time they separate, but
when night time
get together or separate?
Separate. When night comes, separate. When the moon come, moonlight come, then they're together.
But the moon is appear in the night.
Yes, when moon sometimes appear it in late night, not always in
I see.
Actually, this is...
So, yeah, I understand.
Anything
so,
you have to understand because I am shortcut way I am telling you, no?
Yes.
I was not planning, but it's come.
Yes, but I still have to finish it. Yeah, the Chakora 这个鸟，他们在夜晚的时候，就是本来是很亲密的鸟的一对夫妻，就是分开了。但是因为他们非常的间谍情深嘛，非常渴望能够见到对方，所以他们在看到月光的时候，他们就会非常的欢喜，因为他们就意味着，这个月光意味着他们，就是他们要相会的两只鸟要相会的时间就近了，好，他们能够，所以这就意味着就是 Chakora 鸟就像奉献者，他们非常非常的依恋，奉献者非常的依恋 Krishna， 好，就是非常依恋 Krishna， 所以就是用这个鸟的比喻来让我们了解，就是奉献者对于 Krishna 的美丽的这种。Krishna 的这种脸庞，这样的依恋，这样的陶醉。
So same, this is the material world, material, the bird, you know, and they are such a they do like this, and also they don't drink the water, the earthly water. They only drink the heaven, the which come from rain. The rain water they drink direct rain.
You mean this Chakora?
Yes.
Oh,
they drink in seawater or
yes, yes.
They only drink.
而且这种 Chakora 鸟，它有一种很特别的习惯，就是它直接喝雨水，它不喝其他的地方的水。也就是说，它就是比喻奉献者，它也不会去在物质世界中，它不会随便去接触那些污秽的东西。嗯。
So many material things, many things you can shock when you see things very closely. So this is the how Krishna is reciprocating and Krishna is appreciating their all the birds, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. He is reciprocating to them and glorifying them.
所以 Krishna 他是如何的欣赏如何的回应这个 Vrindavan 的所有的生物体这些鸟儿对他的这种爱，所以我可以感受得到 Krishna 他是如何的在回应他，就是用他的这种爱在回应着所有的生物体。
He also imitates the parrot sound, theLion sound, the tiger sound.
他也会模仿这个鹦鹉的鸣叫，模仿老虎、狮子的叫声。
And sometimes the cowherd they are afraid. They know because in Vrindavan, the lion, the tiger, they are not like ordinary tiger, ordinary lion. They are not like violence.
那有时候他会模仿这个狮子老虎的声音，但是我们知道 Vrindavan 的老虎跟狮子不是一般的老虎跟狮子。
But Krishna we can that I told you how Krishna is even when he saw the mother Yashoda is coming with stick he was so much afraid andbut he was not afraid to anybody because he is the Mahakal, he is the death personified, even death. So everything remained with him. Understand? See, all the time he is the Supreme Personality of God. Don't think or don't see this thing, oh, when he was small boy, he was afraid to mother, so how he become Lord? How he become God? This is the misconceptions.All the time he is the supreme. Understand?
Yes. 所以 Krishna 他是至尊人格守神，他不会惧怕任何的所有的任何的生物体，因为所有的一切的力量都是来自于他。但是不可思议的是 ，Krishna 他的逍遥时光，他在童年的逍遥时光，他竟然害怕 Yashoda 妈妈手中的那根棍子。Yes, Maharaj.
The timing is so maybe because you told me, so Janakpuru also told me to, you wrote me, no? So they once actually the question answer also give some time to question answer. From next time, we'll take more time question answers. Also, some realization someone can reflect. Someone can reflect on what we learn for these sessions, and they can share their thoughts.
马哈拉吉 说很抱歉，今天回答问题花了很多的时间，结果今天还是时间不够了，但是他知道他要留时间给奉献者们问问题，还有留时间给奉献者们来讲一下从这些学习的东西大家有什么样的感悟啊，什么体悟可以来分享一下。那所以下一次吧，下一次马哈拉吉说会留时间给奉献者们提问，还有就是奉献者们也可以讲一下，就是学习这些东西你们就是学到了些什么东西，来跟大家让大家分享一下。 Yes
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Thank you
Maharaj.
Thank you all of you.
谢谢所有的奉献者。
So patience liver hearingActually, I was thinking I'll finish today, because if you finish, you can, but if you go through many things, no? The slokas has many things, and many related things. So if you go by one, it will be. So, devotee has any question or any comment, anything?
You mean you ask them if they have question now?
Yes, because I give the time. This is the because Janakpur told me, no? You told me, you wrote me.
Oh, I thought you will answer a devotee's question next time. But now I don't see any devotee.
Okay. Next time.
So Maharaj, you want to give devotee time to ask question?
I don't know actually. You.
Yes. I ask if any devotee have any question. 亲爱的奉献者们，马哈拉吉问说，有没有奉献者有问题，或者是你们有什么感受想要提出来？学习到的东西都可以提出来。还有一点，马哈拉吉给大家一点时间。如果没有办法回答完，下次还是可以回复的。
Because you wrote me what they learned today, the session, what we, the reflect, no? So that's why
Yes. 然后对，上次 Janaka Prabhu 也有建议，就是说Maharaj 可以多留一点时间给奉献者们提问。好，那魏平 Mataji, raise her hand. 魏平 Mataji, 你可以打开你的麦克风吗？
好吗？
好的，听到了。
顶拜古鲁玛哈拉贾，感恩老师的翻译。就是我说一下我的感悟，就是我听古鲁玛哈拉贾讲，我就仿佛看到了祖的逍遥时光，就是感觉特别的甜美和喜乐，这就是我的感悟。
好的，谢谢维品玛特吉。You say thank you, Guru Maharaj, for your wonderful lecture. And Weeping Mataji said, you know, she really feel, you know, enlivened and especially happy, blissful, because, you know, your talk on Vrindavan Leela is very special to make her visualize.It seems, you know, the image become very vivid. It seems that she can see the Leela, you know, is there. So she can feel, you know, feel so happy, so blissful through your talk on Vrindavan Leela. Yeah.
Thank you
so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And because she's, all of you, thank you all of you.So maybe we can give the time, maybe if someone have question, they can put to, next time we can discuss and we can this is the thing, how, I don't know what is that.
Mm-hmm. 奉献者们如果有问题可以发出来的，Maharaj 说下一次会回答所有的奉献者，这次真的很抱歉，时间上就是真的就是时间用掉了啊。So, Rose also say thank you, Guru Maharaj, your sweet lecture.
Right.
And Harinam Amrita, Mataji from Taiwan, say thank you very much, Maharaj. Yeah, your wonderful lecture, wonderful.
Oh, thank you, all of you.
Oh, Yowen also, yes, she say she's very grateful for your sweet, you know, lecture.
Hari. Okay, thank you.
And Pancha Tathagata Prabhu also, thank you Maharaj and all the devotees. And Sati Mataji offer her obeisances to all the devotees. Yeah.
Please accept my obeisances, all of you. And maybe we'll discuss more.
Maharaj 说也请所有的奉献者接受他的顶拜，然后很开心大家可以一起来讲述这个话题。Maharaj, you see, Panchatattva Prabhu say thank you so much for your mercy and nice lecture, dear Maharaj. And Chintamani Radha, dear Maharaj, thank you so much for the wonderful lecture and association. Very sweet Vrindavan Leela.
Thank you, all of you. Okay.
谢谢所有的人。Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada.
Maharaj Ki Jai.